So you're doing a creative PhD.
Indeed, yes.
Welsh poetic forms and English verse.
That's right.
So how did you come about deciding on that?
Well, the thing for me is that poetry, I come from quite a traditional English view of poetry, and I say that because all my family are from Wales, and there is a very different poetic tradition in Wales that I wasn't particularly familiar with growing up in the East Midlands. But poetry was not a thing blokes did. I'm a real ale-drinking rugby player, and poetry just doesn't come on my radar until 4 years ago, because I was, you know, under a lot of pressure having been ahead, and, you know, life was actually quite tough. I found quite a bit of solace in writing, and as I was writing, I then realised that what I was writing was really quite possibly poetic. Now, I had no frame of reference for that, but in doing the writing, I then started reading, and the more I read, the more I was enjoying, because I suppose the poetry I'd done at school was very much classical poetry and Victorian poetry. The Wordsworths and things like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have terms of reference. So coming on to the modern and contemporary verse, I was really quite inspired. And that brought me into the idea of poetry, to the point where I thought I'd really like to do some formal study. And approaching colleagues in the School of English to look at what those options might be. And I was very aware by now, having read and read and read and looked into it, that a lot of our poetic traditions have a strong base on some of the original poetic traditions of this island of Britain prior to Anglo-Saxons. And there were a whole range of poetic forms that were used by the bards. And the bards were the chroniclers of activity and political life and battles and history across our nation. And indeed, the language they were using was what we can recognise today very much as Welsh. And there are several key poets who I'd link into their poets, like Aneurin and Taliesin. And many of them lived for most of their life in the regions of Edinburgh and around the Clyde area. And yet they were writing in Welsh. As we recognise it today, that was the language of our nation, and those Welsh forms can still be read today because the language hasn't changed that much. And indeed, there were key forms of the way they wrote. Now, a lot of those have been lost, and we've taken on European forms and, you know, things like the VNL, which we would have, and people recognise those forms, though a lot of us are using free verse. Looking at the Welsh forms, there are 24 poetic form key forms, and I want to try and revive those by using those forms but writing in English. And the key that I found to my research actually comes from going through all the various JSTOR references and bibliographical references through the internet. I found an American poet by the name of Rolf Humphreys. Now, Humphreys is quite a Welsh name, but Rolf Humphreys was born in Pennsylvania. His father was Canadian. His grandfather was Welsh, but the family emigrated to Canada when his grandfather was two. But Rolf realised his Welsh heritage. His father actually was a baseball player for New York Giants. Anyway, Rolf became quite an academic. He was speaking Latin when he was at elementary school, but he became a poet at Amherst College, and he researched his own history of family history of poetry from Wales. And he wrote a book in 1955 called Green Armour on Green Ground, where he wrote in English 24 poems, one in each of the Welsh forms. And in his introduction he says, and anybody can do better, have a go. And nobody ever has. So that's my key challenge. Is to do the same thing now and to link it into more of a contemporary feel, looking at going quite political in terms of the way I want to approach my writing. So I want to write in those forms and present it, to bring back those poetic forms as part of the tradition of our English poetry today.